On first glance, Bevin's proposed cuts don't seem that dramatic. Most of state government would be cut by a little over 6% over the next 2 years. Some spending would avoid cuts, including the main funding formula for public education.
It is a realistic budget. It is one that is not wishful thinking. It's one that we must pass, and it will set us on course to get our house in order so that the future will be bright.
But the latest round of cuts is on top of a 9% decrease that was enacted in 2016, and a closer look shows that the cuts and increased pension payments from local governments, school districts, and universities combine into some pretty steep decreases. Local school districts would be required to pay for 75% of transportation costs, like buses, for students. They only pay a little over 30% now.
They're not going to be funded to the same degree by the state as they have historically. And we're going to ask them to get their overall administrative costs down significantly.
Among the 70 programs Bevin has zeroed out in his budget is the Department of Education's Bureau of Learning and Results Services, which provides grants for after-school programs, preschool, and textbooks. Overall, the Department of Education would be cut by about $200 million under Bevin's plan. Many of the other programs Bevin wants to cut affect higher education, too. Morehead State University's Folk Art Center would lose all its state funding, as would University Press at the University of Kentucky, and a Climate Monitoring Network at Western Kentucky University.
You have to take the money from somewhere, and so there are 70 absolute programs for which zero funding is included in this budget, and they're scattered throughout state government. We've been thoughtful about it, not indiscriminate.
State universities, besides UK and U of L, will also be on the hook for larger payments into the pension system this year. After officials recalculated financial projections, in all, the regional universities will have to pay a total of $47 million more per year. Bevin's proposal would put $3.3 billion into the pension systems over the next 2 years, about 15% of the state's entire budget. Bevin said it's unlikely the state will look for new revenue during this year's legislative session.
Whether it comes as a part of this session, time will tell. Depends on the bandwidth and the appetite and the opportunity that beholds us. But we will in 2018 address tax reform. And it's not simply going to be, as some would have it to be, just raising taxes.
Last year, Bevin promised to call a special legislative session for lawmakers to overhaul the tax code and pension systems, but that plan fizzled. Republican lawmakers haven't had the political appetite for tax reform out of fear that it would be seen as a tax increase, and pension reform has been tricky amid backlash from state workers. With all 100 members of the state House of Representatives up for re-election this fall, Bevin called for candidates who agree with him to run.
Men and women who understand how wealth is created, who've created payroll, who understand how to budget, who understand how to spend their own money more easily and more thoughtfully than they would want to spend others' money. Those are the men and women that we need to run.
The deadline to file to run for office in Kentucky is January 30th. That's your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.